Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to our Friday edition of the Community Corner on KQWC Radio as we talk about what's happening in the Iowa legislature for another week. Shannon Latham, our state representative from Sheffield, joins me today. And, Shannon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Sound like you had a lot going on in Des Moines this past week from what I've been hearing.
Yeah, there certainly was. So for quite a few weeks, we've been talking about how we're preparing for the first legislative funnel, and this was the week. So this was do-or-die week. Bills either had to pass through committee or they would die in the first funnel deadline. So as a result, most committees met twice as often as they normally would just to consider bills. And there are a lot of bills that, yes, have made it through that I know are of interest to people, beginning with education. So this week, the Iowa House passed out its own version. I shouldn't say the Iowa House. Let me make that clear. It's the House Education Committee passed out a bill addressing AEA. So I'm sure that I'll be getting lots of input, and I hope I do, from people once they have a chance to take a look at that bill. Also this week, the Iowa House Education Committee passed out a bill that would deal with increasing teacher pay, but kind of a more phased-in approach, if you will. And then also the 3% state student supplemental aid, which is a really important number for schools to be able to work on their budget. So those were three really big things. As I had mentioned last week, we have not yet voted on the floor, which is really unusual. So week 7 will be our first floor vote. I'm not sure what that will be, but I do know that a lot of the conversation is going to focus around that SSA number, because we do need to get that to schools.
So that'll be covered this next week, because I think every day this past week there, Shannon, had a lot to do with the Area Education Agency matter.
Right. That's certainly been a bill that's taken a lot of every legislator's time. You know, in the past few weeks I've said to you, oh, I don't necessarily know about that bill. That's not in my committee. However, even though AEA is not in any of our committees, it has been a bill that literally has affected every member and is something that every member's been taking a look at carefully.
Now, I believe there was also talk in the Iowa legislature about cell phone usage. Am I correct on that? And also for...
Yes. So you're talking about the hands-free...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There were a couple of different bills on that. We voted one out of Transportation Committee yesterday, or maybe it was the day before. The days are starting to run together. I apologize for that. But we did vote a bill out. That bill tied together traffic cameras with hands-free. Personally, I'd like to see those two issues separated. And that is a bill that Transportation Committee, Chairman Brian Best said that we would continue to work on before that ever would come to a floor vote, because there were a lot of members hesitant about keeping those two issues together, but that was the way the bill was presented right now, and that's something we'll continue to take a look at. I do know that's also something people really have strong feelings on, those cameras. But this hands-free bill, I can look at the more specifics. I just know what's in that bill right now is not set in stone. So if people have comments or questions on that, feel free to reach out to me.
And this includes traffic cameras, because Webster City just installed a couple of months ago there, Shannon, some traffic cameras on the south side of the city.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this would include not only Webster City, but all across the entire state for that matter.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And that will be discussed soon. Coming up this next week, Shannon, what else are we going to be looking at?
Yeah, definitely education will be the focus, as the House really needs to move forward. Not just the House, the complete legislature needs to move forward, setting that state supplemental aid number. I'm looking forward to also discussions on the increasing teacher pay, because they're all really related. They all end up dealing with school budgets. Also, that House bill on the AEA talks about improving special education outcomes. I just want to point out three really important things about this bill. I'm not saying that I'm in favor of this bill, because like I said, it just got passed out, but I just want to point out that there are three really big differences from the original proposal. So the House version of the AEA bill right now does not disrupt special education services. It does not terminate any employees of the AEA's and it does not prohibit AEAs from performing any of the services they currently do. So I think that's a great point about the current bill. There are some portions of that bill that I would really like to have continued discussions on, and that really deals with some of the oversight for the AEA. It talks about also, you know, kind of capping or setting some salaries for AEA chief administrators. And then it also talks about phasing out media services. And I know media services are used quite a bit by rural schools. So these are those are some areas of the bill that I definitely am seeking input and will do some more research on. And then another big issue that passed this week was House Study Bill 675. It passed out of the House Public Safety Committee. It focuses on improving school safety by having personnel ready and able to protect students. Unfortunately, I was in another meeting, so I didn't get to attend when they had I believe it was staff from Spirit Lake Schools there speaking to that bill, and I would have liked to have heard that as well. So a lot of big issues that have yet, I think, to be addressed yet by the Iowa legislature.
I want to remind you, you will be in Webster City a week from tomorrow. On the 24th, you'll be joined by Dennis Guth at the Chelsvig Building there at Iowa Central in Webster City to hear the comments, questions, and suggestions coming from our constituents here in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for reminding folks about that. We had a really nice turnout for the first one that we did, so I look forward to another strong turnout so that we can definitely hear from you and get local residents, you know, input on some of these really important bills that we're considering.
So again, that's next Saturday, the 24th, and that'll be underway from 11 until noon at the Chelsvig Building on the campus of Iowa Central in Webster City for legislative town hall meeting featuring Dennis Guth, our state senator, and Shannon Latham from Sheffield representing Hamilton County in the State House, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout next week. And Shannon, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Pat. Always appreciate it.